At 8:56 a.m., the spacecraft rose slowly on a pillar of fire, picking up speed and eventually disappearing from view as it stabbed through a layer of clouds on its way to orbit. The Shuttle Endeavour, with a six-man crew commanded by Captain Mark Kelly, lifted off on a mission to pry secrets from the universe. Gabriel Giffords, the captain's wife and member of Congress, watched from a wheelchair and said, "Good stuff, good stuff," as the shuttle rocketed away. The simple comment reflects the difficulty she has in regaining her speech abilities. Miss Giffords, who wore her husband's wedding ring on a chain around her neck, was shot at close range in the head during a political rally in January. About 40 minutes into the flight, the crew fired maneuvering engines to alter the shuttle's orbit so it could meet up with the International Space Station, more than 200 miles above the Earth. Once docked at the station, the astronauts will conduct 4 spacewalks, perform maintenance tasks, and deliver a crate of spare parts. The mission's main objective during the 16-day mission is to install the $2 billion Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, a giant magnet designed to find evidence of the elusive dark matter that is thought to pervade the universe. This is the 25th and last flight of the Endeavour, which was built to replace the Shuttle Challenger, which exploded shortly after launching in 1986. Only the flight of the Shuttle Atlantis, scheduled for July, is left on NASA's Space Shuttle calendar. After the launching, Ms. Giffords left the Space Center for Houston, where she has been recovering at a rehabilitation hospital. Doctors have not decided whether the Congresswoman would return for the landing scheduled for June 1st, about 2:30 a.m.